Chapter 12. And when he had finished speaking these words, Yahshua again fell at the feet of Moses. And Moses grasped his hand and raised him into the seat before him. And responding to him, he said,
Yahshua, do not despise yourself, but free your mind from care and pay attention to my words. All the nations in the universe God has created along with us, and he has foreseen both them and us from the beginning of the creation of the universe even to the end of the age. And nothing, even to the least thing, has been overlooked by him, but rather he has seen everything, and he is the cause of everything. The Lord has foreseen everything which might come to exist in the universe, and behold, they have come to pass. The Lord has established me for them, and appointed me to pray for their sins, and to make intercession on their behalf. Yet, this is not on account of either my strength or weakness, but simply that his mercies and long-suffering have descended upon me. For I say to you, Yahshua, it is not on account of the piety of this people that you shall drive out the nations. However, everything of the heavens, the firmaments of the world, have been created and approved by God, and are under the ring of his right hand. Therefore, those who truly fulfill his commandments will flourish and will prosper. But those who sin by disregarding the commandments will deprive themselves of the good things which were previously mentioned, and they will be punished by the nations with many tortures. But it is not possible for the nations to completely drive them out or to completely leave them. For God, who has foreseen all things in the ages, will go forth, and his covenant has been established, and by the oath which...
An indeterminate number of non-extant lines are missing here.